following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Welcome everyone to our Wilson Wednesday Fireside Chats. And before we jump into the video, I just wanted to share a couple of really quick announcements that we've got coming up. Next Wednesday night, we have our Resonance concert series that we're going to be starting out in the front lot. We're super excited about this. And you know, we've been registering for our services, all of our indoor services, because we're required to limit them to 25% of the room or 100 people. But when it comes to outdoor services, we don't have to do the registration because as long as we're all staying socially distant, we're good. We're good. We can have more people show up. So highly want to encourage you guys to come on out next Wednesday to our Resonance series. We've got some great messages lined up on topics such as if how can a loving God send people to hell? If God is all powerful, why is there suffering? And a lot more along those lines. So it's very evangelistic in nature. So grab your neighbors, grab your friends. Maybe not actually grab them because that's not social distance, but invite them to come and join us, and we'll be here out there in the courtyard. So that's the big announcement that we have coming up, and so we're going to jump into the video with the Wilson family interviewing the Shorts. So here you go. God bless you guys.
Hey! Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. We are so glad that you are with us here on Wilson Wednesdays. I've heard rumors that we may not be doing Fireside Chats forever, so we may be closing out Wilson Wednesdays at some point here.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep doing it, and I'm glad we have it. This is my wife, Bethany.
Hello.
And I'm Jeff. And we get the honor and the privilege of having the Short family with us today. Woo. And I will, I will let them introduce who they are. So go ahead.
I'm Daisy. My husband, Noah.
Yeah, my name's Noah.
Hi, Noah.
And I have a sign.
And do you have your sign?
We are
the Shorts. Yeah, yeah.
Or Shorts.
Oh, there they are.
And a fancy one.
And I think probably we've known you guys longer than any of the other guests that we've had on the Wilson.
Oh, yeah, come by.
Wilson Wednesdays. Yeah. So, Noah, I met you when you were a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore in high school. I came outside the youth group. We're all playing basketball. Small groups on a Wednesday.
Yeah. So I was a high school youth pastor when you guys came to the Refuge. Yeah. But Daisy.
Yeah.
Actually, Bethany's known longer, but.
Yes, since the diaper stage, which was an infant.
Thank goodness.
Body tried, no.
And we dug into the archives a bit. Daisy doesn't know this, but here's one of the pictures that we found.
Oh my gosh. There's Caleb and my sweet friend Andrea and Chris.
Chris Langham.
So cute.
And
Shiloh was.
This is before Shiloh.
Yeah.
But a twinkle. And this is another picture we saw that we thought was pretty cute.
Aww.
Daisy is a little girl.
With her blankie.
We'll give you that maybe and you can frame it. I mean, one day, if the Lord bless you guys with kids, one of them could look like that right there.
Aww.
Look at that. Hey, let's say, what do you do at Refuge? What do you do? What's your role?
Well, I just got hired on as the junior high pastor at Refuge. I know, super excited. But getting to hang out with all the kids. We've been doing it over Zoom for the last couple weeks, and hopefully soon being able to meet in person, actually getting to connect with all the faces. It'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. No. I'm his wife.
Yeah, that's a huge job. It's a huge job.
And you guys were both in junior high ministry before. You were both leaders, right?
You were.
I've been doing junior high ministry since my junior year of high school. So I've been doing it for like 6 years now.
I was in high school with David. I was helping the leader there. And also we were helping in the 3- and 4-year-old classroom with children's ministry at the same time.
Okay. So you guys were deep and involved in the youth church. So we love that. What do you guys miss most about being at Refuge? In the building at Refuge?
Well, so I get to be in the building now because I work there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you're not missing anymore.
Well, so Sundays, everything opening back up and seeing people again is fantastic, but there's just a little constraints maybe on like the social distancing, all those little factors. I would say just having that social freedom just to be like, hey, let's go hang out at someone's house. Let's go meet in the like backyard, have a barbecue. Stuff like that, I think, is the things I miss the most, at least with the family at Refuge.
Yeah.
I miss hugs. I miss seeing people and hugging people.
Yeah.
Or like that awkward, like, can I hug you now? Are you
lot of that on Sunday.
And then people just go for it and you're like, oh gosh.
But I miss everything. It's like, wow, I didn't realize I was such a physical touch like person, but I really miss hugs.
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing with junior hires in the meantime while we can't be physically together?
So on Wednesday nights, we have Zoom meetings. I'm also putting up Devos on our YouTube channel for that. But it's primarily Wednesday nights. We have the game nights and we talk with the kids. And then if a kid wins a prize on the game night, Daisy and I will go drop off candy at their house.
We got some of that.
House visits.
Yeah. Which is really fun because you get to see the kids.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the kids. That's the only time I see them.
We haven't really gotten to, like, because we got put in the spot, like, right at the start of quarantine.
Yeah.
And so we haven't really gotten to, like, we know so many kids. Like,
yeah,
we know your kids.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten to, like, really meet and hang out and gather in fellowship with those kids and let them get to know us in person. It is different on Zoom, you know. But we are thankful for the interactions that we do have.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, we got a sense kind of on Sunday that it feels like things may be changing a bit as people started coming back on Sunday. I mean, we've been open for 3 weeks, but our staff guys all kind of felt like this felt a little bit more normal on Sunday than it had before. So
for sure.
I know you guys have set up some stuff outside for high schoolers, junior hires to hang out. So
We had a couple of junior hires show up this last Wednesday, which is really awesome, and their families. And so getting to talk with them and seeing where they're all at.
Yeah. We're patient. We're going to be patient with people. And in their time frame when they feel comfortable coming back. Hey, did you guys have a picture or an object that kind of represents the Short family?
So.
Oh, that's a great picture.
A lot of our stuff is in storage right now because we kind of came here last minute. Like, the Lord moved us very quickly. So a lot of our stuff is in storage right now while we're staying with his parents. So.
Back here, yeah.
But this is also kind of like, we took this on our wedding day, obviously. And just like. The representation of this new season that we're in is started off 2020 married.
It's
been almost 6 months.
Yeah, almost 6 months. Half a year.
2020 has been a very big year for you guys.
So,
as with all of us. It's like
the first 3 months, you're married, you're going to college, you're in Arizona.
Right.
And then the next 3 months,
it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
We came back on spring break.
Yeah.
We were only supposed to stay a week and we moved. So,
yeah, we were literally here. We're like, hey, spring break, this is great. Everything closed down. School went online. I got the job offer. And then it was like, I guess we'll just stay here then. We don't need to go back.
Yeah. We're like, junior high guy.
I already had my eye on for a long time.
This one right here.
I was like, no, I think they should come back
they
and
would
do
be awesome.
Ministry.
Yeah.
But
super excited for the opportunity.
So what is the thing that as things have been opening back up again that you've been waiting a long time to get into, to eat, to shop, to whatever? What's that place?
I know what Disney would say.
Disneyland.
July, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We had Disney tickets for his birthday, March 19th, and it closed down that week. So we have been patiently waiting. It's been 2 years since we've been.
So you guys, day one, you'd be ready to go in.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're waiting.
So we have a secret plan now to use our tickets as a down payment on passes, possibly. And things more normal.
Yeah.
Because it's all reservations now.
And right.
Really blocked up pretty fast.
So Amy says Disney, what do you say? No, what's your thing?
I'm inclined to agree with her because I also love Disneyland and I want to go to Star Wars Land really bad because I love Star Wars a lot. But I would also say, I think just, I really love going to lunch with people and just sitting in a restaurant and just having that time. And I think it's so fun. It's like one of the greatest times of fellowship that I've ever. Like all the high school kids, when I was a high school leader, we'd all go to Chronic Tacos after church, and we would just go eat there, have a really good time. And I really miss that. So I'm excited for that to resume in the future.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's something that the Lord has taught you guys in this season?
God has really taught me to be patient and to wait on Him in all things. I think that I get really frustrated, and I was talking about this with my dad, and just kind of expressing to him my frustration. It's like, I'm a person to go do things. I have plans. I have goals. And the Lord's like, no, you need to take the time. Like in the crazy times, the times where you're called to be quiet and not do anything, take life slow, rely on me, trust in me, and I'll lead you and guide you in all things. And so I think that is the idea of patience, especially in a time where we're kind of forced to reevaluate, has been a huge, huge message on my heart recently. So, yeah. How about you?
For me, in this recent season, has really been humility and just like what that means to be humble before the Lord.
Yeah.
Like that verse that it's been going around, like, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You see in scripture all these pictures of people who come before the throne of God and they're instantly humbled. Yeah. And recognizing in my life, like, am I coming before the Lord in that humility? Like, yes, He accepts us and the veil is torn. We are able to come into the presence of God like never before, but we still realize He is a sovereign, holy God who is worthy of all worship and praise, and He is purity, He is holiness, and I want to make sure I'm humble before the Lord so that I can hear His voice.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Yeah. You guys are a good match. You guys should definitely get married. Oh, here you are.
Yeah.
All right, this is the lightning round. So Bethy's going to roll off some questions for you.
All right, favorite movie.
Favorite movie.
I like Inside Out from it's so good. It's the only one that makes me consistently cry. But a good time. Yeah.
I like Tarzan and Star Wars Episode 5.
Oh, somebody else said Tarzan that we interviewed. It was Dave. Like, was it Dave or was it Dave. Chase?
Dave or Chase, I can't remember.
I know the Taylors really love Tarzan.
Yeah.
Favorite food?
Bread.
Nice.
I like Polish sausage.
Those are very good.
Those can go together somewhat. Yes. You get the right bread, get the right sausage.
Everybody wins.
In that situation.
I prefer bread.
French rolls.
What's your favorite game?
Video game or board game?
Either.
Either one. I like Fortnite a lot, as Jeff knows. But Minecraft, I also like that. Board game, Ticket to Ride. Fantastic board game.
Ticket to Ride.
That's
a
fun time. I love any card game. I really like Dutch Blitz.
Blitz is awesome.
We probably played that with your parents last time we played it.
Yes, probably. Your parents are very good at card games.
All games.
Daisy's parents.
Don't go over there to Langham House and think you're going to win a game. You're not.
Dude, Chris analyzes everything.
He's smart.
Literally
Chris
everything.
Smart.
I don't know how he does
that. Every move is analyzed. Hey, favorite ice cream?
Cookie dough.
Vanilla ice cream.
All right. That's very vanilla.
But here, I take vanilla ice cream, put it in a bowl, and then I pour milk over it, and it changes it into like a frozen milkshake. And it's really, really good.
Just a milkshake.
All right.
It almost sounds like what are those called? Shave ice is kind of crystally.
Yeah.
Ice cream in it.
Exactly what the texture's like. Yeah.
Well, Shorts, thank you for being with us at the Wilson Wednesdays. It's been fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got you before we don't do this anymore.
No.
So, really good to have you guys. Bethy will pray us out.
Yes.
That is good.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness and just the way you have so obviously guided Noah and Daisy both to one another and to join together in serving you with one another. And I thank you for guiding them back to refuge. And I thank you for their hearts for the youth. And I pray that you would just continue to overflow them with your spirit, to give them wisdom, to give them understanding and discernment, Lord, as they just lead the future of Refuge towards you, Lord, mm-hmm. drawing them closer and closer to you. I pray that you continue to provide for them in every way. And continue to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Noah and Daisy.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.